came about that when Sambalat heard that we were rebuilding the wall. He became furious and very angry, and he mocked the Jews. And he spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy people of Samaria, and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore the temple for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish it in a day? Can they revive the stones from the heaps of rubble? Even the burned ones." Now Tobiah the Ammonite was near him, and he said, "Even what they are building, if a fox were to jump on it, it would break their stone wall down. Hear, O our God, how we are an object of contempt. Turn their taunting on their own heads, and turn them into plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their guilt, and do not let their sin be wiped out before you, for they have demoralized the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Now when Sambalat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repair of the walls of Jerusalem went on, and that the breaches began to be closed, they were very said, "The strength of the burden bearers is failing, yet there is much rubble, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall." And he said, "They will not know Jews who live near them came and told us 10 times, they will come up against us from every place where you may turn. And I station man in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, the exposed places. And I station the people in families with their swords. When I saw their fear, I stood and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.'"
When our enemies heard that it was known to us, and that God had frustrated their plan, then all of us returned to the wall, each one to his work. And from that day on, half of my servants carried on the work, while half of them kept hold of the spears, the shields, the bows, and the coats of mail. And the captains were behind all the house of Judah.
spend the night.